This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senator Nezeba.
Pages, thank you. We are glad that you have given up 2 weeks of your busy lives in high school to come and be a part of representative democracy right here in your state of South Dakota. We know that you had other things that you could have been doing, but we're glad you stopped to help us make this place run more efficiently and effectively than it otherwise would have been without you. So again, thank you for doing that. At the close of the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln reminds us that it's essential that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. And you legislative pages are a positive part of this ongoing tradition of representative democracy, of this period where we're continuing to advocate for government by the people, for the people, and of the people. So our session may be short, but it is nothing less than hectic, as you've seen over the last 2 weeks. So your strong work ethic and your eagerness have lent a helping hand in a variety of ways, and we are grateful to that. So we hope this experience has made a positive impact on your lives, not only as students, but also as engaged and informed members of our society. So go forth and do good in the world. The South Dakota State Legislature wishes you nothing but success in your future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Well, first I might ask, would the pages please stand? Yes. I want to tell you that you brighten our day, you lighten our load, you inspire us about the very best our state has to offer, and we want to thank you for having been here and give meaning to our jobs. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is page resolution 1. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nezeba?
Aye.
Northrup? Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Brush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Excuse.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate page 1, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared adopted. Congratulations to the best set of pages the Senate has ever seen. Back to motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that Senate bills 23, 26, and 39 be deferred until Monday, January 27th, the 9th legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 22, as found on page 58 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of judicial appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the judicial appointment of Gordon Swanson of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the...
Senator Russell.
Thank you. And members of the Senate. Today we have under our consideration advise and consent of an appointment by the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court of Gordon Swanson to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. It is a new appointment. He has recently been a circuit court judge in Sturgis, and prior to that a magistrate judge, a Meade County state's attorney. He's been in private practice. He was a law clerk for a federal judge. Eminently qualified, and the state and the UJS, when they were testifying, commented how nice it is to have a retired judge be willing to take on the role of the Board of Pardons and Paroles, because as we've found in previous years, their tasks are quite large for someone who's having to go to those meetings and participate in all those hearings. And so we greatly appreciate the fact that he's willing to do so, and I'd ask that we give him a unanimous vote. Thank you so much.
Further remarks? Are there any other remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent in the judicial appointment of Gordon Swanson? All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum. Kolbeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Northrup? Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer, excuse, Sutton,
aye.
White, Wick,
aye.
Wismer,
aye.
Youngberg,
aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion having received a majority of members elect is hereby declared passed. And today, I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome the South Dakota Partners in Policymaking. That's this group up here, if you guys would stand. The individuals in this group are from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program, facilitated by Disability Rights South Dakota, is in its 28th year in South Dakota, and over 650 citizens have successfully completed the course. Earlier today, the group met with legislators, presenting mock testimony and learning about the legislative process. Disability Rights South Dakota is a facilitator for this self-advocacy course. Please help me welcome them to the State Senate. consideration of judicial appointments on consent calendar.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the judicial reappointment of Charles P. Schroyer of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Comments on that motion? Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any questions on that motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent in the judicial reappointment of Charles Schroyer? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Mack?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Dalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer, excuse, Sutton, White,
aye.
Wick,
aye.
Wismer,
aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 68, an act to authorize a county gross receipts tax. Senate Bill 69, an act to revise the penalty for the misuse of emblem specialty plates on motor vehicles. Senate Bill 70, an act to authorize other languages to be used in the process of issuing certain driver's licenses and permits. Senate Bill 71, an act to revise the offenses for which an order for interception of communications may be granted. And finally, Senate Bill 72, an act to establish the Dakota's Promise Scholarship Program to establish the Dakota's Promise Fund and to make an appropriation therefor.
The President Pro Tem has assigned those bills as follows. Senate Bill 72 goes to Senate Committee on Appropriations. Senate Bill 71 and 73 go to Senate Judiciary. Senate Bill 68 goes to Senate Taxation. Senate Bill 69 and Senate Bill 70 go to Senate Transportation.
And then also the President declared that Senate Bill 57 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B-1.1.
First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1015, an act to revise certain provisions regarding banks. House Bill 1016, an act to revise certain provisions regarding money transmission. House Bill 1017, an act to provide for certain insurer corporate governance disclosure requirements. House Bill 1018, an act to revise certain provisions regarding life and health insurance insolvencies. And finally, House Bill 1030, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Board of Technical Education.
Those bills have been assigned as follows. House Bill 1015, House Bill 1016, 1017, and 1018 are assigned to Senate Commerce and Energy, and House Bill 1030 goes to Senate Education. We'll be at ease for a second, maybe a little more in a second.
This is a consent calendar. Senate Bill 31, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions relating to the South Dakota retirement system. Senate Bill 32, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the administration of certain family and surviving spouse benefits of the South Dakota retirement system. Senate Bill 13, an act to revise certain educational requirements for the practice of barbering. And Senate Bill 28, an act to repeal provisions regarding the restricted real estate broker's license for auctioneers.
Senate Bill 31, 32, 13, 28, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 31, 32, 13, and 28. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Kurd.
Yes.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen. Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe. Nessaba.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg. Jensen.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 31, 32, 13, and 28, having received a majority of members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. There being no objection, we will revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
This is a committee report that we read previously, but I think there was a problem with the report, and so the one we had wasn't correct. So just so you know, and we'll put the correct report in the record, that Senate Bill 62, the committee recommends that 62 pass and be placed on the consent calendar. It was not, we didn't say consent before.
Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 27, an act to establish a missing persons clearinghouse.
Senate Bill 27, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the 2019 session, the legislature passed Senate Bill 164, which gave direction to the Attorney General and the Division of Criminal Investigation to collect and collaborate with certain information regarding the missing and murdered indigenous persons. As part of that, there had been a system that the Attorney General had developed, and this legislation is essentially the result of that, and that is to implement getting this information out into a clearinghouse, providing the framework for which the Attorney General shall do certain things in order to put this information out to the public. Some information is what's called confidential criminal justice information that under statute is not to be released to the public. Well, this makes clear that the Attorney General can release this type of information to the public in order for the public to participate actively in the search for these missing individuals. So the Attorney General brought this bill. It passed out of the committee unanimously. We did have an amendment as it related to minors to make the application of the statute the same for both minors and for adults. There was just a little difference, but that was all ironed out in committee. There was some discussion of an amendment. It's my understanding that the minority leader will speak to that, that he it's not his intention to bring that amendment. This bill is patterned after what Nebraska has passed and implemented, and it's working fine there. I'd be interested in any questions you may have. There was one question as to cost, and essentially there's very little cost in implementing this piece of legislation, because essentially what you're doing is you have someone in the Attorney General's office, an existing FTE, who simply loads this information into the system as it comes. And there are two specific websites that they will be working with. So there's very little additional cost as it pertains to this particular statute. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions, and I'd ask for your approval. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Heinert.
Well, let me talk up here, Mr. President. Members of the body, I appreciate you giving me the chance to pull this off of consent, because I did have some questions for the Attorney General prior to this moving on. And I think that this bill deserves to be heard on the floor. Last year, we passed some meaningful legislation as it pertains to MMIW. And I wanted to make sure that those provisions that we passed last year were also in this bill. And I also wanted to make sure that tribal officers had the opportunity to search this database or have access to this database, both not only to upload in a quicker fashion, but also if they were in a situation where they just felt something was wrong and they could possibly check the identification of someone that they're coming into contact with, that this would show up and possibly save that person's life. So the Attorney General showed me and told me that all those provisions from MMIW are there. tribal officers have full access to this database, and I appreciate his efforts and that office's efforts to keep this going forward. I appreciate this body's efforts on what we did last year and what we're doing now, and hopefully as we work together, we can stop this crisis of missing and murdered not only children but adults in our society. And I thank you for your time. Palamia Apollo.
Thank you. Further remarks? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 27. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield? Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 27, having received a majority vote of members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Before we move on, I believe we have the Girl Scouts here now. Would you please stand? Members of the Girl Scout, on behalf of Senator Sutton, the Girl Scouts from Dakota Horizon has 5 troops from Rapid City, Wentworth, Garrettson, and Brandon. Welcome to your state Senate. Also, the doctor of the day, Dr. Mary Milroy, MD from Yankton, I believe is here. Over here. Dr. Milroy is a retired general surgeon who specializes in breast surgery. She received her medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed her residency at Michigan State University. She practiced at Yankton Medical Clinic from 1991 to 2017. She continues to be an instructor with USD medical students and PA students. Welcome and thank you for your service.
Moving on to Senate Bill number 9, an act to repeal the Department of Labor and Regulations retirement plan and to transfer plan members and funds to the South Dakota retirement system.
Senate Bill 9, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Boland.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 9 merges the Department of Labor and Regulation Employee Retirement Plan with the South Dakota Retirement System, SDRS. In 1961, the Department of Labor created the ERP for its Job Service Unemployment Insurance Division, Office of Administrative Services. The plan was closed to new members on July 1st of 1981. Currently, there are 196 retirees or their beneficiaries, 2 active employees, that's remarkable, people have worked for at least 40 years in this department, and 1 non-active vested member. The assets of the plan are approximately $57 million. The plan's liabilities are currently 100% funded with the plan's assets per the annual actuarial analysis. There was a decision has been made by the plan members to merge with the SDRS. On November 6th, the ERP board sought public comment for the merger. After receiving only public support and questions from the ERP members, the board approved proceeding with the votes. 199 members were contacted, 153 responded, 77%. It's a tremendous number. And of the 153 responses, 148 supported the merger. The South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees approved the merger unanimously on December 5th. A couple of days ago, the Retirement Committee approved this as well. We're looking for your approval. This is just a positive step forward for these employees, who've dedicated their careers to the state. This has been studied actuarially, and there is no change to the actuarial status of the South Dakota retirement system by the passage of this bill. I would urge your support of Senate Bill 9. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any other remarks on Senate Bill 9? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 9. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy? Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Nordstrom's excused. Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 9, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Moving on to Senate Bill 34, an act to establish a qualified benefit preservation arrangement for eligible members of the South Dakota retirement system.
Senate Bill 34, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. President. I bring before you today Senate Bill 34. This addresses a complex Internal Revenue Code issue. The Internal Revenue Code limits the amount of benefits payable to members of plans like the South Dakota Retirement System. Failure to comply with the Internal Revenue Code can limit and result in the loss of qualified status of the South Dakota Retirement System and its favorable tax benefits. This limit applies to a very few highly compensated South Dakota Retirement System members with substantial credited service. These members are prohibited from receiving the same formula benefit as other members, even though the members and their employers made the same contributions. SDRS internal audit identified 3 current retirees and 2 former cement plant retirees who are receiving benefits determined according to their plan's terms, but in excess of the IRC limit. That's that Internal Revenue Code. These retirees had unusual and complicated work histories that resulted in misapplication of the limit when they retired. The IRS has recognized that the benefit limit could reduce accrued benefits. As a result, The IRC allows public plans like South Dakota Retirement System to establish a qualified benefit preservation arrangement to preserve some or all of the benefits that would otherwise be payable. SB 34 does not provide unlimited benefits, but provides the smallest adjustment to the IRC limit that will solve the issues for the affected retirees. In conclusion, Senate Bill 34 will bring South Dakota retirement system in compliance with the IRC requirements. It will preserve benefits for the affected retirees. It will treat existing and future retirees equitably. It will bring the benefits of the affected members closer to the South Dakota retirement system statutory provisions, and it will avoid a reduction of South Dakota retirement benefits due to IRC rules that are inconsistent with the South Dakota retirement benefit design. Senate Bill 34 has no material impact on the South Dakota retirement fund status. SB 34 reduces the savings of $23 million resulting from the application of Internal Revenue Code limited by $3 million or 0.03% of the South Dakota retirement system liabilities. The South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees approved this measure on a unanimous vote, and our Retirement Laws Committee passed the SB 34 Audit Committee on a unanimous vote. Again, we elected not to go to consent on this, mainly because we wanted to bring it to the floor for this information that we're providing today. This whole procedure was covered with a legal counsel and was approved through that. I stand by for any questions that you may have and ask for you to help me pass SB 34 into law. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Bill 34? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate then is final passage of Senate Bill 34. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster? Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 34, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. We will move now to announcements, and I will start out. I have it on pretty good authority that January 24th, is Carol Nowak's birthday. Is that right?
That's it.
Happy birthday, Carol. And we're going to hold hard and fast this year to no singing of happy birthdays in the Senate. Announcements. Senator Kolbeck.
Actually, a personal privilege.
Granted.
I won't sing, but could I give her a cookie for her birthday?
Sure. Granted, whatever. I don't know. Let me check the red book.
Mr. President.
Senator Greenfield.
Could he also give me a cookie for her birthday?
I think that's in joint rules.
Right on. Mr. President, members of the body, we will have a joint legislative procedure committee meeting on Monday afternoon following session, roughly 3 o'clock. We'll take up two issues, one of which was tabled at the last meeting and a new one that's come up. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services, 10 o'clock on Monday.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Taxation Committee, 10 o'clock Monday.
Senator Otten.
Transportation Monday, 9 o'clock.
Senator Jensen.
Local Government Monday, 8:30.
Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet on Monday. Another tiny little agency to dig into a little bit. We will start day one of 2 days of hearings on the Board of Regents. Please join us at 8 a.m.
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Blair moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that motion.